I will have Dwayne. I'll have Dwayne go ahead and start now. And Dwayne, when you get on, you'll have to hit star six.
Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. Glad to be with you. Tonight, we are honored to hear from the Goddess of Freedom as she tells us that America is besieged by evil spirits. But she doesn't leave us hanging. She exhorts us to pull out all the stops and stand for freedom. And she tells us how. At the end of class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had. Give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. I'd like to give our mission and vision, and I will read our mission and vision statement, see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. I invite everyone to read the prayer that you've received in your email or your physical mail. We're going to pray to the cosmic being Venus. He has always been victorious in every challenge he has ever helped planet Earth overcome. Mighty victory, I call to you on behalf of the light bearers within this activity, this community of light. Come forth, enter the scene with your legions and your legions of Archangel Michael and the Angel of Deliverance. Come forth now, deliver the cosmic goods of light into America, into the government, into the individual states. Allow the most evolved leaders to make the through right decisions, those directives that will safeguard freedom at all levels and ensure and inspire every man, woman, and child to be who he or she truly is in God, through righteousness, through divine justice, and through freedom itself. This I proclaim, this I aver, in the I Am name of God, and the light that burns within your hearts, each one as a spirit spark of the one eternal God. We will now sing together song number 97 in our songbook, Freedom We Claim Now. You should have either received this song by snail mail or email as we sing, visualize each of us in our homes, surrounded by beautiful angels singing along with us. Feel their love lifting us up and invigorating us.
Freedom we claim now for our souls of light. We welcome you, heart friends so bright. Blessing all with songs of cosmic joy, blazing forth sacred fire. And from our heart's desire for Saint Germain, we love the violet flame. Freedom we claim now all across our land. For liberty, we take a stand. Blessing black with songs of cosmic joy. Freedom we claim now all across our land. For liberty we take a stand.
Okay, I would like to encourage everyone to have pencils and paper tonight because there will be some things I'm pretty sure you're going to write down. And if you're unable to write them down, here's my phone number. It's 903-885-2495. And you may call me with any questions or anything that you would like to write down that you missed. And I think I can help you with most of it. If I can't, I'll send you to Barbara. And her number is 972-768-8319. Is that right? Yeah. So those are our two numbers. And you may feel free to call us. Or you may call Donna Dregan, those of you who live in her area, if there's anything that she would like to talk about that we talk about tonight. Now what we're going to do is we're going to play the heart stream from the Goddess of Freedom. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about the Goddess of Freedom, because we don't hear from her all that often. There are several other goddesses that she works with. The Goddess of Justice, which is Portia, who's the twin flame of Saint Germain, and the Goddess of Liberty. And I think you all know about the goddess, our Goddess of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty represents her. But here is what I know about the Goddess of Freedom. She represents the feminine aspect of the quality of freedom to our Earth. She's a cosmic being who has kept the flame for thousands of years. Her service is rendered from the Royal Teton, where she gives instruction to incoming souls on how to retain the purity of the consciousness of freedom while being in embodiment on Earth. She maintains a focus of light in her statue, the 19-foot bronze-armed Freedom, which crowns the dome of the Capitol of the United States. On November 23, 1975, Saint Germain said, "I select the monument, the focal point for the enshrinement of freedom, and I place that focus of freedom in the heart of America, in the very heart chakra of the Goddess of Freedom, which reigns over the Capitol building of the United States." The Goddess of Freedom has said, I remember the day when the messenger discovered me in my statue that is above the nation's capital. And more than a mere statue, but indeed as the cosmic embodiment of cosmic freedom to all systems of worlds. And I am grateful that the thought form of my presence did indeed find its way to that capital dome. I am the goddess of freedom. I have much to tell you. I shall tell you things, each one personally. I shall tell you in the retreats. And by the way, pray that your higher self will take you to that retreat that you need to go to tonight when you go to bed. You must ask. I shall tell you as I walk at your side. I multiply myself as many times as necessary without dilution. That means she can be in all of our hearts at the same time. For I am the goddess of freedom. My hour has come. Your hour has come. We are teammates. Let us go forward and play to win. And now we will have the heart string.
I am the goddess of freedom, and I stand within the center of America, within the capital, and within the auras of light workers throughout this nation, projecting a ray of divine freedom, cosmic liberty, and holy justice into the equation of what is transpiring now within this nation that you love with all your heart. America is besieged by evil spirits in this hour, manifesting something untoward and not in accord with the holy will of God. And this is transpiring because many have lost their way and no longer look to God, to their source, for direction, inspiration, and for the empowering light of their presence to manifest the divine spirit and all affairs. When a people turns from the face of God and from that holy will, then you see darkness covering a people and a land with the foreboding energies of the nihilistic ones who have come to thwart freedom, liberty, and justice. Yet, dearest ones, the sons and daughters of God are resilient. They are awake. They are aware. They pray with all their hearts, souls, and minds for the restoration of all that the founding fathers and mothers envisioned and strove hard to manifest, preparing landmark documents to safeguard freedom, even as they toiled endlessly during the early years to safeguard that vision through the Revolutionary War. Precious ones, it is a time of trouble, and yet you all have the wherewithal, the keys, the understanding, the divine knowledge of how to meet this challenge through the power of the spoken word, through the energies of your presence applied magnificently in these sessions of light daily. Through the empowerments that we have given unto you, through the energies of spirit that we anchor through your chakras, your auric fields as one, there is the energy to deal with these challenges, this nihilism, this evil. And each of you rising up into your own divine presence and manifesting the glory of the Lord within your life, your consciousness, your being, is central to the victory that long ago the Goddess of Liberty showed George Washington at Valley Forge.
And now what I'm going to do is ask Sharon to share something. Actually, she's going to share some examples of what she's observed that indicate America is besieged by evil spirits. And she's going to tell us what nihilism is and how it is involved with these evil spirits. So Sharon, take it away and share whatever you have for us.
Oh, I have quite a lot, actually. Thank you. So first, nihilism is the general rejection of customary belief in morals and religion. In other words, godlessness. So some examples that I've observed in America, as America being besieged by evil spirits, increased abortions, drugs, and sex trafficking, abuse of power by police and government at all levels, GMOs, biological manipulation through vaccines, increased AI and 5G, and in fact, they put up two 5G towers in my neighborhood, and I don't know when they did it. I just looked up one day, and they were there. So that's an issue. Entertainment through movies and music is increasingly sexually degrading, dark, and horrific, such as zombies, sex, vampires, and coarse language. And our children are privy to all of this. So there's also allowing both sexes to use same restrooms, same-sex marriages, gender ideology being taught in schools to the young children. When people worship money and materialism rather than the divine, this is what happens. And more examples occurring today is a lack of unity and the degrading of family values. We also see increasingly the liar and the lie in the media, such as fake news, censorship in social media, YouTube, and other websites. Most people have lost, especially the children, the young people, have lost the power of discernment. So this is what I have to share. Thank you, Dom.
Wow, thank you, Sharon. That makes it pretty obvious, doesn't it, what we're all up against? And this is affecting our health, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Thank you, Sharon. So now we'll continue.
Yes, it is a time of decision whether to stand for America and the original vision and mission set forth by many enlightened ones, or to devolve into something that is more of an amalgamation of all manner of thoughts and visions that do not serve the highest purpose of this people, which is a people from many lands come into one holy union under God. If America and her peoples return to the source through prayer, through supplication, and through obeisance unto the holy will of God, heaven will answer, there will be intercession, Jesus himself will come, applying all of the Christic wisdom at his disposal to deliver the light into every area of activity, into all realms within the earth, to safeguard the sons and daughters of God from the wiles of the wicked ones, from all of their strategies and plans to dehumanize you, to make you into a robotic society, devoid of spirit, devoid of light, devoid of the Holy Spirit's presence in your midst. Through the distillation of spiritual frequencies, through your being, God is resident within you, precious ones. And the resiliency that you demonstrate in your work and service, in your lives, live to God's glory, will win the day as you attest to the power of spirit in your life, the dynamics of light and the solar radiances of cosmic joy. As you ascend daily, as you give fully upon your heart's altar, as you offer yourself in this great equation of planetary transformation and cosmic change.
And now I'm going to call on Donna Dregan. She's going to share with us what are some ways to protect ourselves from the anxieties, influences, and effects of the evil occurring all around us. I might just mention, Sharon talked about the 5G she had just discovered in her neighborhood. 5G, one of the side effects of it is anxiety, an increased heart rate, a lower immune system. So just when Sharon said that, I could just feel my anxiety increase for her. So Don is going to tell us about some ways to protect ourselves of what she's seen occurring around us, and she's going to tell us where she might see this happening in our country, and where or when or how often or whatever she would like to say. So Donna, take it away.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I stop listening or looking at any news programs, even conservative ones, due to what I might see and who I might see. I visualize what I want to see happen to our country and to the world. I feel visualization is so very important for all of us. As we pray, we need to visualize what we're saying. Archangel Michael with the sword and his blue flame angels, our short tube of light, 0.005, sung or recited, shield of fate, 10.017A, circle and sword of Astraea, 10.009, CS71, mega fiats, quick calls with maximum miracle matrix and seven Elohim, CS66 initiate vow to El Moria, 20.022 solar sphere invocation, to name a few. You can find all of these calls on our website on the horizontal white line under broadcast. Hit that and go to prayers and songs, and then you see songs, decrees, CS calls, and the CS calls are not in our prayer book. Dwalku breathing exercises are important, classical music, meditations, especially with water for anxiety. Recently, the Darshan was transcribed from the November 9th, 2016, the Miracle Shield of Faith. It protects us even from radiation and 5G. You can find it under teachings, blogs, on the web, on the white horizontal line, on the homepage, and then hit Hearthstream Library, and then you'll be able to see it in the library under Darshams. And again, how do you see this happening in our country? Well, because of COVID and fighting, defunding of police, people breaking laws and not kept in jail, released to steal and harm again. More people are buying guns to protect their families. Our borders are no longer controlled as they had been. Many people are coming over again, and with many children at being at risk, kidnapped and used. And we've been doing a lot of decreeing about that recently. Our families are being torn apart due to the differences in how the country's going. Negative influences in our universities, media not telling us the truth, our children and teenagers being impacted due to schools closing and isolation, our elderly who might live alone, or our handicapped, or people who are handicapped, finding it more difficult to get to the store, to get groceries. People have felt more isolated due not being able to get to their church meetings, their weddings, work funerals, just going out to dinner with their friends. People are out of work due to the store being closed. Especially our children have been impacted. I know my daughter is a teacher, English is a second language, and she works at home and at school. They go to school some days, and then they are, and the children, it's very difficult for them. Especially our children have been impacted. Alcohol, drugs among teenagers and adults, difficulty going to the doctor or even visiting at the hospitals. Cases of depression have tripled since 2020. Mental health effects have been profound. Even in 2019, cannabis was most common. 88% of the young people went for treatment. And now that marijuana is legal in many more states, people are moving out of the state due to the defunding of the police and fighting, people feeling unsafe due to the actions of the leaders of several of the states and other reasons moving out of Illinois, New York, California, New Jersey, Maryland, moving to Arizona, Idaho, South Carolina, Texas, Florida, to find a safer place for their family. And how do I protect myself? I do all of the things I've mentioned above, and especially calling to Archangel Michael several times a day. I visualize what I say. Also, a prayer that many of us in the Ascended Master teachings have learned long. Beloved and presence bright, round me from Ascended Master plane, call forth now in God's own name. Let it keep my temple free from all discord sent to me. I am calling forth violet fire to blaze and transmute wrong desire, keeping on in freedom's name till I am one with the violet flame. This removes fear of the unknown or whatever we're afraid of, also making wrong decisions that would add to our anxiety. And by the way, if you don't feel that you can do these things by yourself, if you can get to the broadcast, always on one or two of the broadcasts during the day. And you won't have to worry about, you know, trying to figure out where to get it and all of that. And if you don't have a computer, you can get it on the radio and also on your telephone. So thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Donna. That was great. There are several things she said that I like to do also. I like to put that tube of light around me, as she mentioned at the last here. Beloved, I am presence bright. Round me, seal your tube of light. And if you want to know the rest of that, or if you don't know it, get in touch with us. We're glad to share everything we know. So now we will continue.
You know that before the onset of each new age, there is turmoil. There is transmutative manifestations throughout all cultures, in order to afford souls entree into the new waves of light and the new era of freedom. Yet there must be way showers, there must be those who have demonstrated complete God mastery of themselves, who have overcome the lesser self, who have given and striven to allow the light of freedom within them to blaze forth brightly each day. This you know, and empowered by us, moving forward with alacrity and with resolve, you are coming to those nexus points of light where America must then attend to spirit, make right choices as a whole, as one people, and move forward upon this divine evolutionary journey of beingness in the light of freedom.
Okay. Now, the next question we're going to answer is, how can we look at what our country is experiencing with a positive attitude? What occurs before the onset of each age? Why are we living here in this right place at the right time? And how are you or we being utilized by God today? And I'm calling upon Lenore to answer that question. Lenore Harris, take it away.
Okay. Thank you. How can we look at what our country is experiencing with a positive attitude? That really is a challenge. Knowing what we know about cycles, though, does help. We understand, like the Goddess of Freedom said, the age of Pisces is coming to a conclusion, and the golden crystal age of Aquarius is in the process of coming into manifestation more and more, as it is already manifesting in the etheric. It helps to understand that it's typical for there to be a time of turbulence as one age moves into the next. It's heartening to understand that all this turbulence is part of this transition to a new age. When a woman is giving birth to a child, the last stage right before the birth is called transition. In that stage, she feels like the baby will never come, and it's very difficult. There's a line in the song, "This is my father and mother's world," that always makes me feel encouraged. It's that though the wrong seems off so strong, God is the ruler yet. Having faith that God is in control is very helpful. And also encouraging is that the masters have talked quite often about the great awakening that's occurring and will continue. They told us that as we individually manifest our God consciousness, we raise the entire evolution of life upon Earth. About being in the right place at the right time, we're living in America to help save America. We have that fire of love for America in our hearts. And this is true for all of us in whatever nation we're living in and serving. How are we being utilized by God today? Pallas Athena said in a heart stream, "Come what may, we must have those among mankind who will stand day by day to deliver the sacred fire through your holy office and through your voices to fulfill the mission that you came to this earth to accomplish." Speaking more about this mission, she said, "So that we together, as above, so below, may maintain the balance of light and darkness upon earth, and may move forward the plans of the Divine Director for the Seventh Age of Freedom." And we're doing this not only through our power prayers, yet also through all of our spiritual work. In our visualizations, like Donna was talking about, our emanations, our meditation, our times of silence, and all that we do individually and as a community. And I'd like to mention one other thing I came across recently was in the section on Padmasambhava in Masters in the Retreats. And he was saying that he is giving this mantra, his mantra, "Om Ma Hum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum," and that he was giving this to, for humanity to have at this time, when in the future, from when he was speaking, we would have such a very difficult time, and it would be this transition into the new age. So during that time, people would give this mantra 33 times a day would be very helpful. So I was so happy to come across that again, and I'm starting to do that. And if he said this, you know, I think it could really be a key. Okay, thank you, Donna.
Thank you so much, Lenore. Yes, we are going to go through this turmoil together, and we're going to go through it victoriously, aren't we? That's for sure. All right, we'll continue now.
The Goddess of Liberty, Portia, the Goddess of Justice, and I stand with you, dearest hearts, day by day in your efforts to secure your eternal freedom in the light and the freedoms that you hold dear within America, which are being eroded, must also be safeguarded. In other words, you must attend to the things of the flesh and of spirit simultaneously. For if you lose your human freedoms, how will you have restored your eternal freedom in God? Yet if you only focus upon spiritual matters without also attending to the dynamics of what is transpiring physically within your nation, you will also lose ground. And there may be a long, long road to that freedom in the future that initiates must walk if they lose ground at this time.
And so now I'm going to call upon Maria Ramirez, and she's going to talk to us what she's discovered about the importance of attending simultaneously to the things that are happening right now, that and what that means. And why is this important for preventing a loss of freedom? There's a couple of things we need to attend to. We don't just do the spiritual. We also need to be quite aware. So, Maria, take it away.
Hello, this is Maria. Okay, and what I have, I said we are grateful for the wonderful goddesses who, in their concern for our well-being, both physical and spiritual, have come to warn us and to give us the tools we need to be victorious in our battle to make sure we do not lose our freedom. We need to keep a balance. We need to be attentive to both of these things concerning the flesh and the spirit. It is very important to secure our freedom by making sure that we keep a balance there, because both of these things are important. Our physical body needs to be well taken care of. We need to be healthy and strong, body, soul, and mind. We need to be aware of what's happening both in our spirit and in our bodies and in the body of earth itself. Our spirit needs to be elevated with spiritual food, which are prayers and supplication. Prayers are also kind of supplication by using books with devotional prayers, decrees, rosaries, calling on the masters, angels, and asking for intercession. Singing songs to these precious beings of light make us joyful and elevate our spirits. Also, let's see. Supplication is a very hard, strong prayer. Usually when we are desperate over some overpowering condition to self and others, we pray in heart-rending supplication, even with tears, I turn to heaven. God is always there to hear us. I think that this is very important to when things get real bad and we don't know what to turn or what to do, always God is there. And this prayer of supplication, I know that I have, that in my life, I had maybe one occasion where I needed to pray that way. You know, it just remind me of a song that they have played over, in our community. I don't know if it's Ine, but there's a man in that recording that's praying with supplication, and it's heart-rending. You know, it seems like he's praying for his very life, for the life of his nation, of his family, something. And you know, it might come to that point where we need to say prayers like that in order to overcome this stuff that is happening in this world today. I mean, we had our beautiful examples of what is happening and of what we could do, you know, to be victorious. So it was like life depended on that supplication to God. And in these times of change where our freedom hangs in the balance, being balanced in flesh and spirit is very crucial. Prayers and supplication are two other things that we need to, that are the need of the hour. We are to both to be resilient and dynamic also. Besides, you know, so that's a balance like in flesh and spirit. And all I can say, always only victory, my friends. Amen.
Thank you, Maria. That's so true. When we have all these goddesses that are working with us, we have an abundance of angels, a whole retinue of them, and each of the goddesses have many angels and many sources that are helping us. So now we will continue.
Many of you thought that things would be different at this juncture in time, that you would be making greater progress in manifesting those divine principles and values within your nation, restoring all that was true, beautiful, holy, and pure as it was earlier in your nation's history. Yet because of abortion, because of human choices by the masses. This time of trouble is manifesting. How you will deal with it is based upon the intelligence incarnate within your higher mind and applied through your holy will, sealed within your heart of love. The karmic board stands. They have heard the cries of Christians and those who are very, very concerned about what is now transpiring. And I can assure you that if the 70 do gather at your summer solstice conference and you give your hearts fully resolved to solve this equation of the compromise of freedom within America, that there will be a great restoration, a great resurrection, a great inculcation within this nation of the light of God that always prevails, and that the resiliency of each and every man, woman, and child coming out of this pandemic will then allow there to be a greater understanding, a greater dynamic through the revelations that will continue to occur, revealing the truth at all levels of what the dark plan has been and of how it has been countermanded by the work of light workers throughout this nation and throughout the world. We join forces with you every time you pray, meditate, and apply yourself through the spiritual disciplines in both invoking and in manifesting that light of God. We attend to your every need, dearest ones, both spiritual and physical, even the healing of your body temples as required. And there may be, through the miracle light of your presence, a great, great new patterning of your own God consciousness through your volition and through the faith that you hold within you to allow that freedom flame to burn brightly day by day, inspiring America to be who she truly is and shall be in victory.
And now, I'm going to share with you why it is essential to understand ways to take care of yourself physically and ways to stay as healthy as possible at this time. When you are in good shape physically, you're going to be in good shape emotionally, usually, especially when you are in good shape spiritually. So they all work together. But what I want to talk about is what some of you are going through in different parts of the country, where in order to keep a job, you have to be vaccinated. Now, this is against the law. For one thing, this vaccine that's come out is not even approved by the FDA. It's experimental. So every one of you that gets vaccinated is experiencing an experiment. And there are people all over the place, and we see them all over. If you look at all or do any searches online, you read about horrendous things happening to people who have taken the vaccine. Now, I don't want to have you all worried. We know that God is also protecting us as we pray as much as possible, but we also have to do our part. So I'm going to tell you, some of you who have friends and relatives, family members, and maybe yourself, and you have taken the vaccine because you've been pressured to do so, or they have taken it because they wanted to or were pressured to do so, or they were ignorant. There is an interesting website I found. It's called The Magnificent Seven Are Coming by John W. Spring. And he says, "The Magnificent Seven are coming. I don't mean a return of Yul Brynner and his fighting band of gunslingers, but about something far greater that will soon become America's primary weapon for freedom and life. It will probably be a sealed pack of seven oral capsules called EnduCap that will safely and effectively treat the COVID-19, but also treat those who have taken the COVID-19 shots that may eventually result in serious medical and mental problems, such as permanent and tormenting disabilities like Alzheimer's, or illnesses and even death for a multitude of the millions who have already received these possibly lethal injections. If you think the term lethal is an exaggeration, consider the fact that some scientists have already stated that in the next 2 years, nearly all who got those vaccines will be dead from the shots, from poor immune systems failing, many other things. Toxicity, high levels of heavy metals in their bodies, the COVID virus itself. But here is when the Magnificent Seven will make a significant difference. If we are able to distribute the sealed packets of seven to as many Americans as possible, they will not only live, but without permanent disabilities or illnesses, because these EduCaps, which is spelled E-D, capital E-D-U, capital C-A-P-S, all one word, can restore the body by removing the mRNA and Pfizer and Johnson and any others, like such as AstraZeneca. I'm not saying that right, but I think it all, some of these have gone, have voluntarily removed themselves, some of these vaccines, and then they've come back up. In the meantime, the director of the Magnificent Seven, Dr. Bill Deagle, spelled D-E-A-G-L-E, has also developed his first line of defense kit that is now available for effectively and safely treating COVID-19, as well as rescue for removing the M capital RNA, etc., and restoring the body and the mind for those who have taken the COVID-19 injected shots. Please go to deagle-network.com. That's Deagle, deagle-network.com. For more information about these fine NutraMedical products, you may also get more information by calling 1-888-212-8871, where you may also place an order if, after you hear the information, you are in agreement. Dr. Deagle is now in the process of establishing a nonprofit organization that will not only produce and distribute the Magnificent Seven EduCaps, but also designs other ways to improve the quality of living on this planet. When the Magnificent Seven are shipped out, it will also contain information and instructions for obtaining an international medical passport by sending a blood test sample to a specified location for verification and documentation required for any travel, if required. So more details will follow. But these EduCaps can save America as well as the rest of the world if you care enough to help those victims of deception now by letting them know. Now, there are also, I will just mention this, there are doctors online. You can Google prescriptions online doctor, and it will come up with a list of doctors, and you can look at it. Now, I remember some years ago, my daughter, who was having emotional problems, wanted to get a tranquilizer, and she did not know what to do because she was new in the area. And so she got online, and she went to prescriptions online doctor and found a way to get what she needed, which you would normally need to walk in and get a prescription. So she needed to know a lot about it so that she wasn't taking a risk. And I looked into it with her. I didn't particularly like doing it this way because I was strictly a go to the doctor first person. But in this case, I went along with her just because she really needed help and she didn't have time. And so we were able to do that. So it is possible. So you may want to write down prescriptions online doctor, because there are a number of prescriptions you can get now that will cancel out and help and heal after or before even you have either had COVID or you have not had it or you've had the vaccine. Now, here's an interesting thing I want to tell you. There is a very short, it's less than a minute, video by this Dr. Judy, and I can never say her last name, but I think it's Mickiewicz or something like that. And she says that there, what you need to actually completely counteract any problems with post or pre-vaccine challenges is a product called Suramin, S-U-R-A-M-I-N. When she was asked if there was a cure, she said, this is a complete and guaranteed cure, S-U-R-A-M-I-N. And this cures, and the way they found out about it was that it was being used to cure African sleeping sickness. And then they found out that it knocked all the viruses for a loop. It counteracts problems with all your post-vaccine challenges if you already had the vaccine. So again, if you have trouble getting it and you want to look into the S-U-R-A-M-I-N, go to Doctors Online Prescriptions. Now, I just want to mention, for those of you who don't know, there was a contact tracing bill presented by the House of Representatives in May of last year. It was H.R. 6666. And it didn't quite pass, but they still want to pass it, and it's going to be run again. Leaders became very creative and gave it many different interpretations. Some leaders and CEOs decided that we cannot travel without being tested, quarantined, and or vaccinated. Other leaders made laws saying school children had to be vaccinated in order to attend school, even though the incidence of children having COVID is less than 0.001%. And so it continues. In Revelation 13, 16 through 18, which I encourage you all to read, it says that this man beast forced everyone to receive a mark on his body, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. In verse 18, it says, this calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let me calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. This man's number is 666. It means man, the lower self. Saint Germain told us that he would advise neither being tested or vaccinated. We've seen problems, and I don't know if you have, but I've seen pictures of what's on the swabs when you're tested. That's not a good thing at all, and I'm not going to go into all that, but it's not a good thing. Now, numerous doctors and health workers have joined together in groups, and they have challenged the whole idea of getting vaccinated. There's a group called Online Doctors, it's called Frontline MDs. It's over 400, it keeps growing, doctors who are angry about this vaccine thing because they say it is harmful, it is useless, it's not helpful, it is detrimental, it is somebody trying to take control of the world. So numerous doctors and health workers have joined together and challenged this idea because the virus has never been isolated. It takes several years to actually perfect the vaccine. This is totally experimental, and that's against the law to be forced to take something experimental. When the nanoparticles in the vaccine can enter and affect our brains, when the number of children, since vaccinations have become compulsory for them, have developed ADD, autism, and numerous other problems, it makes you even more concerned. Look up Senator Robert Kennedy and see what his serious studies of the vaccine industry have revealed. It is absolutely mind-blowing. I have a quantum biofeedback program in my home. Every single person I've ever tested has some level of vaccine inflammation that from when they were a child that is continuing somewhere in the body. Every single person I have tested has vaccinosis, which is inflammation caused by vaccine, and it stays forever in your body. This is inflammation somewhere caused by previous vaccinations. And I am always dumbfounded. I test myself regularly on this machine, and I find, sure enough, it's still there. And sometimes it's higher than other times. It's what they call a miasm. Look up the word miasm. It means something that will never go away. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about some key harmless supplements and things you can do to take before and after vaccines. Now this depends a little bit on the weight, your weight. The recommendation is vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams twice a day if you are a heavy or large person, or at least 500 milligrams twice a day. There is one I like called Ester C, and it's made by American, I can't think of the last name right now, but American something. And it's slow release. So it's releasing small amounts of vitamin C all day and all night. And it's non-acidic. Then there is, it's very helpful in combining and killing viruses. If it's not busy doing a lot of other things that your body needs it to do. Then there's vitamin D3. People are now recommending this up to 5,000 units twice a day. This you'll have to decide for yourself, because there are all different opinions on how much vitamin D3 to take. And in all of these things, you can get in the habit of just sending up a quick request to your I Am Presence and just say, should I take this much or should I take that much? You'll get an answer back of a yes or no. Believe me, I have been perfecting that over the years. It's getting better and better. Of course, sometimes when you're stomach is involved and you would really like to eat that, have a bowl of ice cream or something, and you really shouldn't, sometimes you don't ask. You just go ahead and do it. And that, I always found out, is not the best way to proceed in life. Another recommendation is zinc picolinate, and you just simply follow the directions on the bottle. These three things are very important: vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc picolinate. Picolinate, spelled P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E. The fourth thing is oregano oil drops. Now this you can just keep on hand if you want to, because it kills everything in seconds. Two drops under the tongue, up to three times a day, or you can take it four times a day. It's harmless. You can get any form. If you want to take capsules and take them ahead of time, you can do that. They don't work as quickly. But stay on it, often two caps, 2 to 3 times a day, and especially if you feel like you might be coming down with something. If you put the drops under your tongue of the oregano oil, tell everybody before you do it, I can't talk for 5 minutes. When you put them under your tongue, it will absorb almost completely, and you won't taste it because it is bitter. The next thing, the fifth thing, is L-lysine. L-lysine is an amino acid capsule or pill that kills viruses on contact. This was discovered by two different groups of scientists in South America. They compared notes and they said, wow, did you know that? A plain old amino acid that's cheap that you can get anywhere kills viruses on contact? And they've been trying to get that information out to you. But as you know, the deep state will not let this sort of thing come out. Even some emails that you send to people, if you have the word vax or vaccine or something negative that they don't want you to say, your email will be returned to you. Depends on who your server is. If you can get a prescription for hydroxychloroquine, it can be taken daily without any problems. It has been used for over 60 years for autoimmune diseases such as Lyme disease and as a preventative for malaria. In fact, the people that live in certain parts of Africa where malaria is more prevalent have never had the problem, because they take quinine, and they take which is really the same thing that hydroxychloroquine is, or chloroquine. It's been found to kill many other viruses and has been used by some doctors to cure C19 with great success. I read one report by a doctor who had 300 people come into his office that tested positive for COVID-19 that were treated very successfully with hydroxychloroquine. He can't get that information out very far. He keeps being removed or turned off or whatever. Some people swear by quinine water, which you can buy in liquor stores and many grocery stores, as antiviral protection. Also important is to limit the amount of sugar, red meat, caffeine, and high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup is listed on many canned and packaged goods as capital HFCS. These are very acidic products. They make you very susceptible to becoming ill. Viruses love acidic people. So if you want to get a virus, just start drinking lots more coffee than you should, lots more sugar than you should, lots more junk food and white flour products, and you'll make yourself very susceptible. And if you're over the age of 50, watch out, because from 50 on, your immune system slowly declines. So focus on becoming slightly alkaline with increased raw fruit, vegetables, and read Anthony Williams' book's directions. Drink lots of pure water. Other beverages do not substitute for water. Regular tea and coffee are not helpful. They actually dehydrate you. Try to get water that is unfluoridated and non-chlorinated. If any of you are interested, I now have a water filter that removes fluoride. This is important because fluoride is high in all people who have Alzheimer's disease. So it's hard to say how long you need to stay on the above regime, but I stay on it all the time. And if I start feeling bad, I may even add a few things like some vitamin A and some other herbs, like there's several herbs that start with A, ashwagandha. Oh, I can't think of them all. But I have lots more I could tell you. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call me. If I'm not there when you call, please leave a message, leave your phone number, and I will call you back. I'll just mention a couple of other things here. Every day we come in contact with various forms of radiation and electromagnetic frequencies that have a cumulative and therefore harmful effect on our bodies. Since our immune systems are damaged eventually from this, and since many people experience increased anxiety and stress from electromagnetic frequencies, we need to know how to protect ourselves. For example, if you are within a few feet of your television, your microwave, or your smartphone, you are absorbing harmful EMFs. In fact, it has been shown by numerous sources that even electrical outlets and appliances that are abundant in our homes emit a negative, debilitating effect on most people, especially as we get older. And people sometimes are a nervous wreck and don't know why. They say, well, I've never been out of my home. I don't have any problems. Why am I so anxious and so nervous? Why can't I sleep at night? Now, this is especially for older adults or people with weakened immune systems. What if you live within a short distance from a radio or TV cell tower, or within 7 feet of a smart meter? My office, where I sit in my office, is just a little bit over 7 feet. So I'm just slightly out of the range, but not always. So I have a big, what do you call those things that are triangular shaped? Anyhow, I've got several organite things in my office to try to help prevent this. I wear an EMF bracelet. And if you would like to know more about EMF protection, which I think is very important, look up EMF devices. Take a day, go to your library, your local library, or get on your computer and Google electromagnetic frequency devices, or just EMF, capital E, capital M, capital F, devices. Look at them all and pray and ask God which one would be the most helpful for you, and wear it all the time, especially if you have any of these appliances or devices in your home. It is very well worth it. You can also call the Heart Center. They have different things, mainly organites, and they can give you other information. I think they can give you information about the bracelet you wear around your wrist, or the one of the things that you wear around your neck, like a pendant. There are a number of things that will protect you. And when I got online today just to check, I noticed these things start at from $3 up to $1,300. So they're all different devices, some that cover your whole house and protect you, your whole home, and others that are for you to wear when you're out and about or in your house in front of a computer or a TV or a smart meter, or you're carrying a cell phone around with you, or you have many appliances. Even your refrigerator is dangerous, and your microwave. So with that, we will continue with our talk from the Goddess of Freedom.
Yes. At our call, Victory now comes to Earth with many legions of his angels. And if you call to him from now unto your summer solstice class, giving various prayers and affirmations to him and singing songs to him, there will be a great swelling of the ranks of light workers and the awakened ones to assist in the dynamics of this victory spiral.
Okay. Now I'm going to call upon Dwyn. She's going to tell us a little bit more about Mighty Victory and why it's important to call on him. And in fact, we're going to call on him in just a moment. We're going to do a prayer to him. It'll be the same prayer we started out with, but it's very important. So we'll probably do it again. If you have your invitation with you, look up that prayer on your invitation and be ready to do it with us again after a few minutes. So Dwyn, go ahead.
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Donna, for all your sharings. That was wonderful. Well, why is it important to call to Mighty Victory daily at this time? As we call to Mighty Victory, there will be many light workers awakened and joyously find their path of light and the accelerated means of assisting all life in finding and sharing higher truths. By adding the name Victory to our calls, there is a momentum that descends from heaven that is very powerful. And what will the results be? Well, remember, the call compels the answer. The results will be truth manifesting in the media, truth in our educational systems, and the protection of the Bill of Rights and our Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion. And until that's actually happening in the physical, let us make like quick fiats throughout the day of calling this forth. We know Mighty Victory is very, very powerful. And just by making a quick call, it will really be very effective. And Victory tells us that failure must not be in our lexicon. Years ago, Victory asked us to call for the cosmic victory consciousness. And the result, we will rise in victory as we take this action and hold the perfect picture in our consciousness. So let us see victory, and this can be very quick calls on everything that comes up in your consciousness that requires a God direction, a redirection for a higher truth to come forth, for the freeing up of souls. Mighty Victory, come forth and clear the substance from our atmosphere, whether it be chemtrails. Mighty Victory, for everything that comes into your consciousness that is not of light, that is not something that we desire to be in on our plane, that is against God's will. Failure. Victory tells us that failure must not be in our lexicon. And years ago, Victory asked us to call for the cosmic victory consciousness. So let us remember that the result will rise in victory as we take this action and hold the perfect picture in our consciousness. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwyn. Yes, Victory is a mighty being from Venus. He's never failed, and that's one reason why he's so powerful. He has built up a tremendous amount of light. I might just mention there is a call sheet. No, it's a prayer. It's a prayer or a song in our song and prayer book. It's number 20.003. It's Mighty Victory's call to action. I try to do that call now. I don't do it all at once because it's three pages. But what you can do is take one page one day, page two the next day, and page three the next day. It's very quick when you do each page, and it's very powerful. And you will have victory in your life like you wouldn't believe. And now we're going to say together with the goddess of freedom, this call she's going to make now. And we can read it if you have it in your if you have it, your invitation with you. I believe that this is on there. So here we go.
Mighty victory,
Mighty victory.
I call to you on behalf of the light bearers within this activity, this community of light. Come forth, enter this scene with your legions, and with the legions of Archangel Michael and the angel of deliverance. Come forth now, deliver the cosmic goods of light into America, into the government, into the individual states. Allow the most evolved leaders to make through right decisions those directives that will safeguard freedom at all levels and inspire every man, woman, and child to be who he or she truly is in God through righteousness, through divine justice, and through freedom itself. This I proclaim, this I aver in the I Am name of God. And the light that burns within your hearts, each one, as a spirit spark of the one eternal God. Dearest ones, sing now to Mighty Victory and attend to his voice, his inspiration, his direction in days, months, weeks to come, so that you may be in accord with the spirit of victory always, never assenting to darkness, evil, or failure. Yes, failure is not in your lexicon. Only and always victory is the way of the light worker. Always and only victory is the road to God's success and the light of the presence. Only and always victory, day by day, is the way to your ascension. Thank you, blessed ones, for your dynamic hearts of love, your minds free to perceive God, your souls wed to the I Am Spirit, and your wills attuned to that holy and just will of God. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved goddess of freedom. And now I want to ask Philip to share with you a miracle that he's having. He's experiencing it right now in these past few days. So, Philip.
As you know, I've gone through back surgery last week. I have to admit that this week, actually starting yesterday, and I will see the doctor tomorrow, my pain I had in my mid-lower back is completely gone. I am still having pain at the very base of my spine, and I feel it going down my legs. So I feel victory all the way around that the arthritis pain is gone, and I'm continuing to heal and get better.